news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Like a toddler badly needing a nap, Donald Trump is in meltdown mode. On Monday, he raged against Dr. Anthony Fauci, reporters, and the next debate moderator, among others. First, on a conference call with staff and supporters, Trump smeared the nation's top infectious disease expert.
People are tired of COVID. People are saying, whatever, just leave us alone. They're tired of it. People are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots. These people that have gotten it wrong, Fauci's a nice guy. He's been here for 500 years. He's a disaster. I mean, this guy's, if I listen to him, we have 500,000 deaths.
Trump's attack came in the wake of a 60 Minutes report in which Fauci said he wasn't surprised that Trump caught COVID-19 after a mostly mask-free White House gathering that health officials suspect was a super spreader event. Fauci also recently said a Trump campaign ad depicting him as praising the administration's coronavirus response used his words, quote, completely out of context. At the airport, in between rallies in Arizona on Monday, Trump attacked the moderator of Thursday's final debate, Kristen Welker, railed against Mike Wallace and Savannah Guthrie, and sparred with NBC's Kelly O'Donnell, who simply asked when he last tested negative for coronavirus.
You authorize your doctors to tell you when you tested negative last before
sure,
the last
is that
event?
Very important to you?
Yes,
you seem
sir,
to be
is.
So intent. But if it's so important to you, why is it so important to you?
Because we want to know how long
know,
you may
why?
Have been.
Why?
We want to know if you followed the rules.
I know, but why is it so important to you?
You authorize your
look at the dedication. Yeah, my doctors have already given it.
Look
you know, my
doctor.
Doctors have given more information than has been given on any human being in the history of the world.
Then Trump called Joe Biden a criminal and said reporters who didn't cover the story were criminals too.
The campaign strategy seems to be to call Biden a criminal. Why is that?
He is a criminal. He's a criminal. He got caught. Read his laptop. And you know who's a criminal? You're a criminal for not reporting it. You are a criminal for not reporting it. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden is a criminal, and he's been a criminal for a long time. And you're a criminal in the media for not reporting it.
Wow. In advance of Thursday's final debate, the commission governing the debates has tweaked the rules to mute the other's microphone while each is delivering his opening 2-minute answer to each of the topics. Speaking of those rallies, the mayor of Tucson, Arizona, sent Trump a letter pointing out that his campaign still owes her city $80,000 for his last rally held 4 years ago. Democrat Regina Romero also urged Trump to adhere to Tucson's mask mandate and follow social distance requirements. That didn't happen. And he still hasn't paid up what he owes. Upwards of 30 million Americans have already cast their votes in the November 3rd election. On Monday, the Supreme Court, with a 4-4 tie, effectively allowed the state of Pennsylvania to keep its extended mail-in voting period, leaving in place a lower court ruling that will let state officials count ballots received after Election Day, unless there's evidence they were sent in after the deadline. Election officials have 3 days to count those votes, as the Pennsylvania Supreme Court determined last month. Well, we'll find out Tuesday if the Nancy Pelosi-Steven Mnuchin negotiations on a new COVID relief package worked. The White House announced Monday that it increased its coronavirus relief offer to nearly $1.9 trillion ahead of Nancy Pelosi's Tuesday deadline for a deal on a new stimulus package. Sticking points in the negotiations include testing, unemployment benefits, and funding for states and cities. What the F, Jeff? The New Yorker magazine has suspended reporter Jeffrey Toobin for masturbating on a Zoom video chat between members of The New Yorker and WNYC Radio last week. Toobin says he didn't realize his video was on, saying, quote, I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera. I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers. I believed I was not visible on Zoom. I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me. I thought I had muted the Zoom video, he said. Toobin is also now on a personal leave of absence from his job as chief legal analyst at CNN. CNN offered no comment. And finally, retired four-star Admiral William McRaven, the man who oversaw the raid that led to the killing of Osama bin Laden in 2011, in an editorial the Wall Street Journal Monday endorsed Joe Biden, writing, quote, "This week I went to the polls in Texas. I am a pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, small government, strong defense, and a national anthem standing conservative. But I also believe that Black Lives Matter, that Dreamers deserve a path to citizenship, that diversity and inclusion are essential to our national success, that education is the great equalizer, and that climate change is real." Well said, Admiral. Well said. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.